Back in the 1960s, Washington State Senator Henry Scoop Jackson spearheaded the Land and Water Conservation Fund. The fund pays for state, federal, and local parks without any taxes. It relies instead on royalty money from federal oil and gas leases. Or at least it did, until Republicans recently killed it by letting the fund expire. Peter Jackson is a writer and the son of Scoop Jackson. He told David Hyde the impact of this decision will be felt all around the country, including here in Washington State.
There's barely any county in this state that isn't affected in some way, whether it's a community pool, whether it's a county park. There's the Mountains of Sound Greenway, Mount Rainier National Park. There's a $4 million proposal right now to help the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge. It also includes things, so-called working forests. There's a project in Mason County currently that will keep people employed. And the idea is to preserve the land and keep it as a quote-unquote working landscape consistent with the values of the Northwest.
So no taxes, lots of examples of special places. Why would Republicans, what do they say about why they decided to let this fund expire?
Well, you know, I think in fairness, we're talking about a minority of Republicans. In this case, it's Rob Bishop, who is the chair of the House Interior Committee, who has expressed concern that we can't even manage the lands that we currently have. But if there were a vote on reauthorization tomorrow, we would see this pass with probably 80%. And the original legislation, when it was passed in 1964 and took effect in 1965, I think it was 92-1 in the Senate.
So why did your father, Scoop Jackson, spearhead the passage of this fund in the first place?
He had just been appointed chair of the Senate Interior Committee. And this idea had originally been conceived during the Kennedy administration as kind of a very innovative way of putting money back into trails, parks, wilderness, recreation, recognizing, you know, not only the recreational benefits, obviously, but the economic benefits of recreation, especially in the West, but throughout the country. And here was a way that those using public resources would be able to using the lease royalties from that, it could be looped back into projects and programs and lands that were helping everyday Americans.
Do you have a sense of what this fund meant to him personally?
Well, I think he was very proud of it. He had been appointed, I don't want to say by accident, but Clinton Anderson, who was the senator from New Mexico, LBJ had asked him to be chairman of the new Space Committee. And so Scoop sort of accidentally was given this chairmanship role and immediately was hit with things like the Wilderness Act, which Frank Church helped shepherd in the Senate. But this was one of his cornerstone achievements, I think, as this freshman chairman of really a major committee when it comes to the American West and public lands. And so I think he thought of it as kind of a cornerstone. And it was the beginning, I think, of his evolution as really from a conservationist ultimately to being an environmentalist later on in his career.
So just reflecting upon it, I mean, what does it mean to you?
It means a great deal because I think it shows there was a time, without being too maudlin about it, when government could have imagination, right, where you could actually get things done in a creative way. And right now, I mean, if we could ever look at something that's sort of a bellwether for how far we've fallen, it might be the Land and Water Conservation Fund, because everyone agrees it is consistent with the public interest. Everyone agrees that it's something that can be easily accessed. I mean, what's more egalitarian than public lands?
So what does it mean ultimately for the future of these public places that this fund has now expired?
It actually is pretty grave. In this sense, I think a lot of us were sort of participating in the course this couldn't actually expire. I mean, it is our trademark land and conservation program here in the United States. I mean, it is a big deal because now states that do want to protect these lands, states that want to help, for example, the Pacific Crest Trail maintenance, are going to have to go to taxpayers, and taxpayers already feel overburdened on these things. And smaller communities feel overburdened on these things. And so, again, you don't want to become too grim about it, but there has to be some kind of groundswell among Americans, both conservative and liberal, that this is such a public good that we have to demand of our lawmakers that they do take action on it.
Peter Jackson is a writer and former editorial page editor of the Everett Herald. He's also the son of former Washington State Senator Henry Scoop Jackson. Jackson spoke with David Hyde.